know what the hardest thing about being an author is? The hardest thing about being a professional writer in today's world? Staying organized. I have been podcasting so hard since August 1st. I was going through the blog over at thesharedesk.com, and I said, when was the last time? And I'm trying to get ideas to talk about stuff, talking about things that are organized, you know, helping authors, right? And I come across episode 78, which is Authors Behaving Badly. And I looked at the date and I said, oh, our last show is August 3rd, so our next show should be August 17th. And then I pulled up today's date and it was August 17th. I had no clue that 2 weeks had already gone by, but it hasn't felt like 2 weeks because I've been podcasting every freaking morning. And my Destiny podcast, Happy Hour from the Tower, that's we're doing a special weekly run. And the weekly run is basically we're going to run it all the way up to September 4th. We're doing weekly shows all the way up to September 4th. And that's because 2 days after September, boom, the sequel to Destiny 2 drops. So I have been doing more podcasting in the month of August than I think I've done in almost 10 years of podcasting, consistent podcasting. And time got by me. So we're going to have to do a shared desk next week. Not a problem. It's just the 20th is going to be a day of podcasting, I guess. Oh, wait. We could probably record a podcast on Saturday. Man. But see, that's the thing. When you've got, like, right now I'm really struggling to stay organized. There are last minute edits coming in for Podcasting for Dummies. I've got Escape Velocity coming up in sweet crap almighty 2.5 weeks. Escape Velocity is the official convention for the Museum of Science Fiction. And this is my second year doing it. It's their second year doing it. I'm a second year guest, and they like me, and I want to stay that way. But I got to start returning some emails to them. In 2 days, Pip and I give a keynote at the Mechanicsburg Mystery Festival, which is called Murder as You Like It. And in all this, I'm still podcasting and trying to keep the shared desk on track. So, yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy month. And it's real easy to get lost with projects and, you know, keep your writing going and stuff like that. So the question is, how do you do it? How do you stay organized? Well, first thing I do is I take advantage of technology. I do need to update said technology. What I mean by that is I'm using iCal, which is the Apple calendar program. I mean, I've been using it since it came out. I love it. I absolutely love it. Once I'm done with this Destiny special, and probably with Dog Days of Podcasting, I'm going to start putting up, you know, make sure a podcast goes out, make sure a podcast goes out, and then I can go on ahead and I can keep track of that. And get reminders of it on iCal. But I'm not completely reliant on iCal. And before you say, oh, you're using Google Calendar as a backup. No, I actually use Habitica as a service. And I make a donation to Habitica to keep the lights on. But if you're not using Habitica, I can't say a bad thing about it. It's a great both app and and website. And if you are curious as to where to find it, it is Habitica, Habitica.com. And what's cool about Habitica is they actually turn your to-do list into a role-playing game. And you can either be a rogue, you can be a healer, you can be a warrior. And all the things that you do, that's the chime you hear, that's Habitica. The chime you do basically says, hey, it's a new day, and here's what you got to do. They've actually upgraded the system recently. They now have these little reminders of things that you didn't do the previous day. Because if you don't do them, if you don't do your assigned tasks or your to-do list, you lose hit points. I mean, that's the cool bit about how they make this happen. You basically get together with other friends, and then you go on a quest. And the way you complete the quest is by doing stuff. So like right now, and oh, it's also broken up into four categories: habits, dailies, to-dos, and rewards. Now, rewards are either stuff you can buy yourself. You can also use rewards I actually have, I should be better at doing this. If I play Destiny, that's 50 gold coins. So I should probably go ahead and pay for yesterday. And that means that I just paid 50 gold coins because I played Destiny yesterday. But then I went on ahead and exercised, so I do exercise as a habit. And you get the chime when you do something, and you get mana, you get experience points. If you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, then you start losing health. And if you die, you lose a level. It's so much freaking fun. Oh, I've already done this. Schedule it. Now that's my dailies. And then I exercised, and I know I got at least 5,000 steps. Habitica.com. Look it up. It's great service. The other thing that you might want to think about doing as a writer, as a podcaster, as any kind of creative, get some dry erase board paint. There's paint that you can get that does exactly what I'm telling you you do. Hey, if you want it to be a chalkboard, you can have it be a chalkboard paint as well. But take one of the walls in your office or wherever you do your creative stuff, turn it into a whiteboard. Because Pip and I tried to do regular whiteboards, and then we kept filling it up, and we didn't have enough room for everything. other things you can do to stay organized. Is it Evernote? Is that the name of it? I know. This is gonna sound terrible. Yes, Evernote. I just discovered the joys of Evernote.com. And I want to make sure that's the right website. So Evernote is an app. It's a desktop app. It's its own running app. Evernote.com. It is absolutely amazing. And again, props to Chuck Tomasi. He got me working on Evernote, and it's been fantastic working with Chuck through Evernote. It's kept us organized, and it's also kept it's not only kept us organized, it's also kept it's also being used for the PIY event that we've got coming up in October. It works in real time, so if you're collaborating with other people, it's a real easy organization tool to take advantage of. I again, great service. I love it. So I mentioned the whiteboard paint. I mentioned, the other thing too is that you can never be redundant with your reminders. You want to make sure that all of this stuff is on all of your devices, not just on your phone, but if you've got a tablet, put it on your tablet. If you got it on your desktop, put it on your desktop. Again, laptop, same thing. I think sometimes staying organized can be a full-time job in itself, but it's important. That way you don't miss things like the new shared desk, which was supposed to be today, but is not. real quick, I got to give a shout out to Chris Moody. He gave me a shout out on his Dog Days of Podcasting endeavors. I know that he said in his last podcast or the podcast that I heard where he gave me the shout out, he mentioned that he was struggling a bit trying to get back on track. Chris, you got this. If I can do this, you got this. You do. That's the pearl of wisdom. Stay organized, everybody. Stay organized. Redundancy in organization is a good thing. so is this. Welcome to the dog days of podcasting.